Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A mom in Liberal, Kansas wanted to give her children a special moment to close out 2020. Leticia Gonzalez had her four-year-old twins, Luna and Janella, write letters to Santa and attach them to balloons, sending them off into the sky. About a month later, a grandfather living more than 650 miles away found a red balloon tangled in a downed tree. He immediately picked up the balloon and said he saw the note attached to it. The note was sealed with a single red star, and I thought, what is this? So he broke it open, and it was the Christmas list. The girls released the balloons on December 1st. They had traveled to Mexico for Christmas. When they got back, they were surprised to see on Facebook that one of the balloons found its way to Louisiana. Alvin Bamberg immediately knew the Christmas list was important to the little girl who wrote it. So when he found the balloon, he and his wife posted on Facebook to figure out where it would go, and it spread like wildfire, according to them. Within 24 hours, Bamberg found out that the balloon came from Gonzalez and her twins, and also heard from many friends who wanted to help him fulfill their Christmas list.
What an amazing moment, though. But we've said this all through the history of this show. If you give people a vehicle to do the right thing in the right moment, man, people are pretty amazing. Like, I think we do seek out an opportunity to do something good, because it's as much or more even for us than it is for the recipient every single time. But Jake tracked down Alvin Bamberg because it's a great story, man.
Our next guest is a Shreveport, Louisiana man who is making headlines after finding a balloon with a letter to Santa attached to it while out hunting. He decided it was his mission to find who sent the letter, and it eventually led him to four-year-old twin girls in Liberal, Kansas, well over 600 miles away, and through donations, gave the girls everything they wanted on their Christmas list, including a new puppy. Please welcome Alvin Bamberg.
Mr. Bamberg, how are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you doing this morning?
I'm well. Well, you know what? I love, after the last couple years in this world, I love good stories about people doing something just because it makes them feel good to do it. And that's what happened with you.
This was definitely feel good.
Yeah. You're out hunting. You're in Shreveport, Louisiana. Just you by yourself?
Yes. Just me. Yes, that's correct.
And you see a balloon, like one of those Mylar balloons stuck in a tree, and there's an envelope. You open it, and there's a list, and you realize it's a kid's Christmas list. And at that moment, did you decide right then, man, I think we're going to do something about this?
I did. And once I got home, I think I even took a picture of the balloon and sent it to my wife.
And so you get home, but the list gives the things they wanted: some candy, a Spider-Man ball, Frozen doll, My Little Pony, and, of course, we'll get to that, a puppy. But there's no last name and no phone number, because obviously when you're writing a letter to Santa, Santa knows how to get a hold of you.
That is correct.
But then you got to figure out how Santa is going to get a hold of you. Like, that's a pretty daunting task to say, I'm in Shreveport, Louisiana, and I know that this came from Liberal, Kansas, but all I have is a name, Luna or Gianella. And so then you sit down and your wife says, I think we can do it online.
That is correct.
So tell me, what happened?
She took a picture of the balloon and posted it on Facebook and asked anybody who would like to, please share it. We would like to try to locate this family and let them know that we found the balloon.
And what happens then?
In about 24 hours, in more than 220 shares, a lady by the name of Brenda Hill posted something in Liberal, Kansas to a Facebook group, and we had located the mom.
Wow. That in itself is amazing.
It was.
So you decide, okay, all right, we're gonna start with sending gifts. So you reached out to the mom, and so what do you start doing then? People, your friends said, I want to help. I want to fulfill the wish list.
Yes, we made sure it was okay with the mom, and she's very humble. At first, she wasn't sure about it, but she gave us her approval, and my wife went back to Facebook and posted an update, and it just spread like wildfire. That's when family, friends, coworkers, schoolmates, and just total strangers said, I want to do this.
And the last piece of that list was a puppy. And, it was pretty strange for COVID. You know, people got to be distant. It's 650 miles away. Nobody knows each other. And also, a dog is that's a major commitment on the family's part. And mom was okay with receiving a puppy?
Oh, yes. We made sure with mom and dad that they were okay with that. Just give somebody a puppy without parental approval.
Right, right. Of course.
They were perfectly fine with it.
Yeah, so now the time comes, and this has happened just recently. You guys decide that you'll meet somewhere in the middle, and you had not met the little girls before, and you have that gift for them. So tell me how that happens.
Well, ever since the balloon was found, we've been texting and FaceTiming and all that. So I knew what everyone looked like.
Right.
So on April 10th, we had located a little dachshund puppy. And on April 10th, we drove to Dale City, Oklahoma, and surprised the girls with the dachshund puppy and the mom.
So when the little girls, so tell me, what did they do, those little two little kids?
Well, when they first come out of the house, it was windy that day, and I kind of had the puppy tucked to my coat, so all you could see was his little head, and you couldn't really see that because it was camouflaged by the color of my jacket. So they came out, and they stood by their mom that's pretty shy, so I just bent down and put the puppy down, and I told them they had already, mom had picked out a name, so they saw it, and he went straight to him. They called out his name, and he went running to him.
Oh, that's so great. I mean, it's doesn't it make you feel great that you have friends that wanted to help, that you took the time to help? And again, this isn't curing cancer, but man, that's an indelible mark you leave on their life.
Oh yeah, they're like another family to us now. I mean, we're going to go up there again next month.
Oh, that's great. Hey, Jake told me you have family here in Olathe.
Yes, my stepdaughter, her husband, and two grandkids live in Olathe.
Excellent. Actually, that's where I grew up. I think I may have some warrants out there still. Well, Alvin, I got to tell you, man, I love stories like this. I love the idea of just the random nature of a balloon and a list and little kids and then not forgetting about it, following through. But then the bigger picture here is the people who want to do good. I mean, how many people did you think you've reinforced goodness in their life? They've helped. They donated. They know what happened. You kept them updated with the whole thing. And then in the end, the great payoff of giving, you know, these kids an animal that will be with them, God willing, that for, you know, the next 15, 18 years. And, you know, all the way through till they go off to college. That's an amazing gift.
Well, sometimes when you do things, I didn't think about all that, but that's very true. I was just trying to make them happy just for a short period of time if possible. But you are correct.
Well, I sure would like to meet you, Mr. Bamberg.
Well, maybe one day that will happen. You know, never say never. Just look at this balloon story.
Well, listen, I'll tell you, when you get to Kansas City, if you come up here to visit and spend some time, let us know. I'll make sure Jake gives you all our numbers, and then maybe we can take care of you for something to do here in Kansas City. Go out and eat, or maybe there'll be a show or a baseball game or something that might be fun for you.
Okay, that'd be very nice.
All right, well, I thank you for coming by the show today. Thank you, Mr. Bamberg.
Oh, thank you all for airing this story. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yes, sir. Hold on. Stay right there. I'm going to put you on with Mr. Jake. Hold on. Love stories like that.